Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Hemingway Thief by Sean Harris. Narrated by Eric Michael Summerer. Part 1. In Another Country. Chapter 1. I sat in the cantina at the Hotel Baja, putting away rum with lime and scratching out the crossword in a 3-week-old Tijuana newspaper. The crossword was pure hubris. I barely spoke enough Spanish to order coffee. I was just about to pack it in when Grady Doyle arrived for his evening tequila.
"Been looking all over for you,"
he said, hanging like an ape from the door frame with the setting sun surrounding him in a bloody corona.
"You still thinking about offing yourself?"
"Authors sell better after they're dead," I replied without looking up.
"You're not really going to do it, though, right?"
he said. "Depends on how this crossword goes." Grady sauntered behind the bar and leaned over to look at the paper spread out on the bar top's chipped lacquer.
"I got bad news for you," Grady said, feigning commiseration. "None of your answers are written in what I would strictly call the Spanish language."
"Then what the hell is it?" I said.
"Looks like Esperanto. Maybe Apache Indian. Definitely not Spanish."
"Suicide it is," I said, and threw my pen across the room.
"You Catholic? 'Cause Catholics don't let suicides into heaven, you know," Grady said with a frown.
"Technically, it's murder. When you ice your nom de plume, it's murder. The Pope got a problem with murder?"
"Not if you're sorry you did it."
"Ah, there's the rub," I said. "I'll never be sorry. I've written 32 romance novels starring Alastair McMurkin, the Scottish vampire detective. All of them were under the pseudonym..."